She also traveled to Genoa, where she met with Argentine shipping fleet owner Alberto Dodero, who within a month was ferrying Nazis to South America. But the primary purpose of the trip appeared to be the meetings Evita held with bankers in Switzerland. According to records now emerging from Swiss archives and the investigations of Nazi hunters, an unpublicized side of Evita's world tour was coordinating the network for helping Nazis relocate in Argentina, wrote Hodel. Though Evita's precise role on organizing the Nazi rat lines remains a bit fuzzy, her European tour connected the dots of the key figures in the escape network. She also helped clear the way for more formal arrangements in the Swiss-Argentine-Nazi collaboration. In 1955, Perón was ousted in a military coup and forced to flee to neighboring Paraguay and later to exile in Madrid, Spain. He left without the body of Eva, who had died from cancer in 1952 at age 33. Her popularity was such that 8 persons were trampled to death in the tumultuous crowds who flocked to see her embalmed body lying in state. According to Manning, the relationship between Bormann and Perón became somewhat frayed around the edges after Perón left for Panama and then exile in Spain in 1955. But Gestapo Müller today, 1981, still wields power with the Argentinian secret police in all matters concerning Germans and the Nazis in South America. The impact of transplanted Nazis continues to be felt in South America. Those aging fascists accomplished much of what the Odessa strategists had hoped, noted Georg Hodel, adding, "The Nazis in Argentina kept Hitler's torch burning, won new converts in the region's militias, and passed on the advanced science of torture and death squad operations. Hundreds of left-wing Peronist students and unionists were among the victims of the neo-fascist Argentine junta that launched the Dirty War in 1976. SS Hauptsturmführer Klaus Barbie, the Butcher of Lyon, after working for the U.S. Army's Counterintelligence Corps following Germany's defeat, ensconced himself in Bolivia under the name Klaus Altmann. Using his contacts in the Kameradenwerk, he began running guns between Bolivia, Peru, and Chile. The gun trade eventually led them into the drug trade, wrote Lavenda. On July 17, 1980, Barbie abetted right-wing officers in the army during a coup over the left-of-center Bolivian government.